fresh.
But think about the food he cooking though, Coach.
He cooking real food.
We're live. Let's do it. But yeah,
who's starting? Who's doing the intro? You?
Yeah, let's do it. We go. All
right. Wait, let me make sure I got our cameras.
Just hit record. I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna go with it.
All right,
yeah, we're just flowing.
We're rolling. That's it. You feel what I'm saying? What episode this is, real quick?
Episode
12.
12. Which camera I'm looking at? This one?
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 12 of Let's Talk Podcast. I am your blessed, humbled, and glad to be your host, Meech. And of course, I got some wonderful people in the building today. But of course, let me tap in with the fellas. Samson, what's up, boy?
Yo.
What it ain't, man.
Yo.
Let me hit to the back real quick. We got Cliff in the building. Cliff's, you know what I'm saying? We got Richie in the building. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we got Michelle. Snow Bunny. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? JJB, of course. Brian on the ones and twos in the buildings. So real quick, to my right. First, I want to say thanks to Richie. We're going to say thanks to Richie because he put the battery in my back. And he was like, yo, y'all boys, we got to spice up the pod.
Yeah, spice up the pod, man.
You think I'm saying?
Ass nigga though. Don't
Yeah. We got to spice up the pod. This episode 12. Why not? So he dropped the name. And of course, I did the Lord's work. You know what I'm saying? And that was, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Facts.
And now we here. You think I'm saying? You know, it's so funny. When I was going through your page, I did a whole full research. I did my homework because I didn't want to fail. It looks like you is, to my eyes, a hustler. You have a hustler ambition, and you're going to get it no matter what. You dig what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, uncles and aunties, we have Red Spice in the building, all right? Give a round of applause for Red Spice.
Maybe go to aloe.
Spice, how you feeling today? How you doing?
I'm feeling really good. I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for having me here.
How was the ride here?
It was okay. It was traffic, of course. It's Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
Of
course, Miami.
Well, I'm glad you came on time.
I'm just saying.
No shade, no tea.
It's not us. We got a guest.
Okay. Sam, of course, you know, running late as usual. But don't worry about it because JJB was, it don't really matter.
JJB allowed to come late.
Yeah, he's good.
So, JJ, how often you be late?
I'm not JJ.
He's JJ.
That's JJ.
Sam, how often do you be late?
Every episode.
I told him it ain't no PTO, ain't no sick time.
Listen, it's my child. You feel me?
We
can't blame it on your kids.
Guys, damn, bro. So y'all not giving the leeway for my family?
I told Poppy on the way here, go to his grandma's room. So, if Poppy is my 4-year-old child, so we ain't gonna do that.
See? It's different.
It's different.
Come on,
I'm not dealing with Poppy. I'm dealing with little Bobby. Bobby different.
Is that crazy?
I don't think you know about Bobby, but okay.
Oh, man. So real quick, though, let me talk with the fellas, man. Sam, how you feeling today? What's going on? What's going through your mind, man?
Shit, man. I'm feeling good. You feel me? I'm excited for this episode.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
You feel me, man? Richie, you know, put the bug in our ear.
Yes, sir.
I was interested, you feel me?
So
Now that we're here, I'm excited to see where this episode goes.
Yes, sir. Danny, talk to me, man.
I'm still stuck on this motherfucker being late. I don't give a fuck nobody. But I'm just saying, how I come further, I had to go deep in Miami and come back and still beat you?
All right, I'm going to take my lash and go ahead, bro.
I'm still stuck.
Go ahead.
But I'm good, though. I'm
50
good.
50 lashes, we coach.
Just take my lashes, good.
50 lashes. Spice, again, we are thankful that you're here. We appreciate you for coming through. You think I'm saying? So real quick, though, right? Because like I said, I feel like you're a jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the peoples, what do you exactly do? What is your hustle? What's your motivation? Like, talk to them.
I can't put a title on what I do. Because wherever I go, I'm going to find me a way to get some money.
Bad.
And I mean in a good way.
In a good way. Because, you know, all money, not good money.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Even sometimes, sometimes with the hustle, you got to do some shit to show people, to prove yourself and show that you capable of the job.
So you feel like you've been proving yourself lately?
I do that on everything I do.
Mm.
That's why I'm here.
Okay, all right.
So in your plus years, you said you had to go up, show out every time you step on scene.
I got to, but sometimes I don't even got to do too much. I just walk in the room and I am her.
Oh, so you got a face card? What we saying?
it ain't too much to say. I'm just telling y'all, like, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But for people that know me from Miami, I'm born and raised here. Like, I sleep, but then don't sleep. Because literally everybody, even people from out of town, hit my line, say, hey, how could I do this? What can I go for this? What I need to do this? Da, 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 da. I had a girl move here during COVID, and she ain't left. I got a job where I used to work at when it was G5.
So what is it now?
It's G5 Miami, Taboo, I believe, something
like
that.
You still tapped in with that?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Man, how you get out, man? That's shit. I was telling me the other day, boy, I used to live in G5, goddamn.
Know what I'm saying,
yeah,
though?
That's when it was G5. You know, it ain't, G5 is gonna always be home for me. Like, the owner, that's my right hand, man. Like, that's my dog. But he got somebody else over it, which is the Taboo people. And they, one thing about it, they islanders and they stick with their culture. They hire everybody within their reach of their culture. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame them.
I don't feel bad. I'm the only ya-ya here, you know what I mean? So they keep me.
I'm a ya-ya.
I'm not talking about you today. I'm talking about in general.
Oh, okay.
So you know how I feel what you're talking about sometimes.
But can you explain to the people what is a yaya? Yeah, can you explain to the people what is a yaya? Because people don't know what yaya is.
I'm the only American on this motherfucking show.
Oh, okay.
African American.
You get what I'm saying? So real quick, you said that you were born and raised in Miami. So what high school you went to?
Jackson.
She a general coach. She a general. You know. Speaking about the generals, you know they had to forfeit. They forfeit the game against the West.
Huh? Did they?
Cause they sorry, I'm sorry. they fooled this year though. They ain't playing. They ain't got no players like that.
I ain't tapped in.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know you're dealing with the Gualas, so
yeah, ain't lying though. You ain't lying about that.
And when I say Gualas, I can't say really, but I'm just saying it's mainly that school predominantly Spanish folks.
Mm-hmm. Jackson.
Yes.
I thought it was black.
It's Spanish. It's a mixed diverse.
It's mixed, diversity. But for like it's predominantly for that area. Yes, that neighborhood.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Alapata is.
You're gonna get a few Americans.
It's closer to 20th Street than anything.
Yes.
Oh,
36th Street.
Okay.
17th. Yeah. So when I was there, me speaking from the time that I was there.
Yeah.
That time was predominantly Spanish folks. It was,
wow, you could, I did not know that.
You decipher black people, whatever, Haitians, whatever. You could decipher all that stuff.
Right. I did not know that's for the God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll get a handful of black people coming through Jackson.
But them be the ones that be on left schools, different schools, and stuff like that. Because I ain't gonna lie, I came from Northwestern.
So you a bull at heart.
And let me tell you what, they wasn't welcoming over there. I tried out for the JV squad.
Oh, you want a red carpet to roll out for you?
Yeah, I did. Shit, all the other girls did it. They did it for the other girls, so why they ain't do it for me? So when I left, I told them, I say, when I leave them here, I'm finna be a part. I'm finna go join the band. And sure enough, my 10th grade year, I was a majorette. I was walking through there like this. Yeah.
She was out on it with that trick that I'm gonna let the band do. Yeah. It's all right.
So yeah, I was a majorette at Jackson my last 3 years of high school. I did that. And then that was what it was.
Oh, okay, bad. So real quick, so going back to what you were saying about G5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how long you been at G5? Like how long you were at G5?
Oof. I was at G5 for 11 years.
11 years.
So were you there when they was doing all those coyote ugly themes, the $2 Tuesdays?
The $2 Tuesdays.
$2 Tuesdays.
I was there when the $2 Tuesdays was in $2. Like, people wasn't coming for real.
What?
I was there when the $2 Tuesdays started and nobody really was hitting on it. And then to give my girls their props, it was Nemo. And I can't remember her name. Dang, I don't want to do that. I can't leave her out. But it was two girls. They did Fantasy Friday.
Mm.
Fantasy Fridays. I don't know if y'all remember that. Fantasy Fridays had the big robots with the lights coming out. They had set off the big themes.
Setting up the robots in front of the club.
No, not even in front of the club. Inside the club, coming inside the club.
It's all like the tall robots.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So they had like the big themes. It was Naima and I can't remember her name.
That's crazy. Don't worry. When you think about it, you call me.
I'll implement it in
one of those segments.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because I'm going to go look on Snapchat.
Because whoever you are, she damn sure ain't trying to forget you.
No, I'm not. Them was my girls. They was already in a club when I came in. So, like, they was there before me. So, when I came, like I said, it was like a dead zone when I came inside G5. And that was in 2011.
Damn.
It was like nobody.
2011.
You seen lines of girls coming in, but they was dropping like fries because they ain't know how to make no money. I figured out how to make the money, and I was just like, okay, this is what I gotta do. So then I just, you know, maneuver around. I stuck out. So, I rocked out.
So real quick, in the sense of making money, right? Because you know, you got the outside looking in, making money in a strip club, but you're stripping. What's the other ways of making money if you work at a strip club without, you know, the whole stripping?
Without taking your clothes off.
Without taking your clothes
Bartending.
Off. Okay.
Door host. Yeah.
They getting tips.
Who tipping them?
Shit.
Green ass nigga right here.
Listen, I'ma say this. That's a door girl. I said door girl. You talking about? They get tipped too.
Okay.
But I said door host, meaning I was the one setting up your table. Making sure you got a waitress, having them come to the stand.
But still,
that's a door host.
So when I used to go in G5, right,
mm-hmm.
and they charged me, I put a little $3 or $4 in a little glass thing right there.
Sometimes you get $3 or $4. How many people come in and do $3 or $4? But how many people come in and do $50? How many people come in that fuck with you so hard and give you $100? Right. You gotta think about all that. You are one person. It's multiple people walking in and out of that door. Even if they don't stay in there for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, we're still making that money.
Mm.
And then when you come back in because you done left another club because it wasn't jumping how you thought it was going to jump,
now
and you come
back more. In,
you going to tip more. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I just tip. I'm like Sam.
Nah. You
right now. Nah, I always tip, though.
No, I get it. But when you initially paying at the door, first of all, it's $60 to get in G5 around that time. It was
no, 60. Bro.
On the pop,
you must
have
come during
$60.
COVID. You came during COVID. Exactly.
It probably was dead.
Because
yeah, we ain't come to COVID.
Shit, me. That's when I was a door host.
Well, they couldn't even come to COVID. Oh, so y'all back doing shit.
That's when the strip balls was popping.
No,
that's
when they was back doing shit.
Oh. It wasn't back doing. That's when they allowed.
Yeah, because I remember. I thought the clubs were shut down in COVID.
You see, that's when they started opening up shit, man. Listen, y'all ain't gonna get me in trouble. But
G5 open.
However, so listen. So that's when they started opening up stuff and letting people start come back outside. But it still was COVID time.
That's crazy.
Literally, I was pregnant. So I couldn't be behind the bar.
Uh-huh.
I was a small pregnancy, but I made three bands or better on a night sitting at the front door, and I'm big and pregnant. What happened?
That's hustling.
During COVID?
Hello?
That's hustling.
Wow. Hello?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hello? My bills got to get paid some way.
God damn.
Hello.
So.
Hey, hold up. They always say, "Don't not come to a sleep but a dream."
No,
exactly.
Yeah, you're lying though, boy.
That's why I say I sleep, but I don't sleep. And my good friend Michelle can tell you, I wake up every morning literally at 6 o'clock in the morning because guess what? Early bird get the worms.
You ain't lying about that,
Michelle. You be up too.
She do. And then guess what? She's an hour behind.
Yeah,
she's an hour behind because she's from Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Minnesota. Big get cold up though.
Yeah.
Very cold. So in the sense of G5, right? Like you said, you've been there when it was dead. Mm-hmm. You was there when it was hot at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the peak then?
Yeah, that's a good question. What year you feel like, between what years
so
you feel like G5?
G5, I started 2011. G5 started taking off in 2013. The peak was like, I would say 2017, 2018.
Coach, we was there. We was there. We was there at that peak for sure. I still remember that night like it was no tomorrow.
So like me, I done did some of everything. So like I done been, I started off as a waitress. Then I became whatever, I started decorating a club. Like, this is the hustle with me now.
Okay, I'm listening.
Take notes now. Uh-huh. So, started as a waitress. I started decorating the clubs for different holidays and stuff like that. Then I started my own clothing brand. So then guess what? The owner was like, listen, I need you to do all the clothing for all the girls. So I started doing all the clothing for G5. Mm-hmm. Then I got pregnant. So then now I'm at the front door. Then when I couldn't do front door, I do door hose. So like I done did everything underneath the sun. Then at one point in time, he was like, well, since you can't be on the floor, you're going to be back there doing look good. I'm like, I don't want to do that part. I don't want to. But yeah, like, I done did some everything there.
So when you was doing clothing, you was like one of the people the strippers go to for they two pieces.
Nah, I ain't say strippers. I did the clothing for.
What? I'm trying to get an understanding of clothing.
Cause I did the jackets, the sweaters, the bags.
Oh, for the waitresses and
for the waitresses the and bartenders.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And then anybody, any customer want to come in and purchase a G5 hoodie, you got it. And guess who made it? Me.
Okay. Yeah. Damn. So. I got, so again, G5, right? Because we're going to stay on G5 for a little minute. Do you feel like, because I always want to try to understand, do you feel like bartenders get more love than strippers?
Where? I feel like down here?
Yeah, we're going to say down here.
No, I feel like it's equally yoked down here. It's either you got your customers or you don't. And then sometimes my thing is, I tell all dancers, politic with your patrons, like, meaning the customers. But then at the same time, if you see that customer dealing with that bartender, you should partake in that. Mm-hmm. Don't try to get the customer to leave the bar to go partake into whatever you're trying to get him to partake in, because guess what? It ain't going to work out good for you, because he there for her.
Right.
So with him being there for her, if you partake into what they're doing, now me as a bartender, I like the chef. So I'm like, and I feel like we going to get more if you work with me and I work with you. Mm. But I don't feel like the dance, it's a lot of dancers, they want to say, oh, this my customer, like, oh, da, 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 da. He came here for me or whatever, but he's sitting at the bar right now.
They be cuffing.
I know that be causing conflict.
Yeah, but I don't indulge into the foolishness. Like, so one thing about me, if my customer there for me, I ain't worried about nothing, because he's solely there for me. What's for me gonna be for me. Yes. Whatever he give you, that's gonna be for you. And so that's how I see it. I don't indulge into the foolishness. Now, if you wanna have beef with me at the bar, now then I'm gonna tell security, get her away from the bar, and that's it. That's it. I don't have no beef with dancers.
Yeah. You know what the funniest thing I be seeing when it comes out to that strip world, a strip club thing, is when other strippers go in the back room and steal from other strippers.
I was gonna say that shit like Players Club.
Like,
what you mean, like steal from their locker room?
They steal from their bag.
No, they steal from each other.
Like,
you literally steal a girl bag. Like, and then the thing is, it's like, y'all know it's cameras
right,
in here.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Why would y'all even do that? But then it's like, they rather risk it all.
Wait, how often is this?
It's very often.
Stealing money. So when they steal, do they come back to the same strip club or they go to another one?
If they not cool, why would I go somewhere else?
God, they still, boy, they hungry out there.
dog world and that shit. So in G5, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't had a button, you know. It's not no button
like it is on Players Club.
Oh, I was just curious. You know, when the money coming through the door. You know, you got that button, that motherfuckers know to come outside.
Let me tell you what the button is. The button is the waitresses. So that's why I say the dancers should congregate with the waitresses, even bartenders. Mm. Same thing. See, I done been on both ends. I done been a bartender. I done been a bottle girl. So me, if I got my peoples coming in, I ain't calling no names, but I got my special athletes coming in or da-da-da-da-da, whatever. They coming in, I'm going to say, hey, I got you. Who you looking for? What y'all got some people in here already? Nah, go give me some girls. I like this. So now I'm finna go find my girls that I F with, and I'm cool with, and I know I don't look for nothing in return. But the ones that I do, I am cool with, and the ones that do F with me, guess what's gonna happen? I'm gonna go get them, and then at the end of the night, guess what? They gonna come and make sure they gonna look out for me for looking out for them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of girls here in Miami, they don't do that. Everybody, it's like everybody for themselves. But that's why the girls don't get far. You notice the girls that get far is the ones that look out for the people that look out for them. Even when it come to management, you got a lot of management that go be like, hey, I got this person coming in, whatever I did. And they go pick the girls that they want to pick. But guess what? They pick those girls because those girls look out for them at the end of the night.
Gotcha. So you the right-hand man, for real, for real.
If you know, you know.
Okay.
Say less. Do you feel like Miami is like a crab in a bucket type of shit?
Yeah, Miami is a dog eat dog's world. Like, nobody is not trying to help nobody. Everybody feel like they a celebrity. Everybody feel like they on top of the world. And don't let them get a little bit of clout. Oh, it's even worse. So.
Of course. Yeah, I'm about that though.
Me, I'm going to be real with you. All my friends are not from Miami. All my friends literally fly in. I don't deal with no Miami people. And it's just me being real because these girls here be so for themselves and what they can do for them. Like, they going to use you to get where they got to go. And that's just it. They don't even show no loyalty at all. It's no loyalty. It's no loyalty here.
That's
so
crazy, though.
You feel the same or no?
I mean, I'm not in that type of world yet, so like to even feel
it
that pressure.
What you mean? Yeah, it's just
people in general.
They
do know
like,
it's crazy.
It could be family, it could be whatever. It's just in general here. Miami is for self. If you born and raised here, everybody for self. If you know somebody, if that person knows somebody that knows somebody, they're gonna want to be up under you. And the moment that they feel like they got enough of what they need from you, you are nothing to them.
No, I mean, no. When you bring it like that, yes, that is
exactly
for sure true.
That's what I'm saying.
That's more so the unloyal people too, though, because
I just said it's no loyalty.
It's no loyalty.
It's
slim to none. I'm gonna say it's loyalty, but
it's loyalty now.
Once you find it, you gotta stick with it.
I can't lie to you. I don't know for the female, because females, y'all different. Y'all be finding out off of
the
different type of shit. But like niggas, I mean, I feel like I don't mess. I got some.
So why niggas get killed every day?
For many reasons.
Many reasons.
For females, I say females.
True, but most of the time it's over respect.
Yes.
And loyalty.
Yes.
Most of the time, most of it deals with respect and loyalty. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody say.
But I'm not agreeing, but I'm listening.
Yeah, but sometimes it be the simplest thing. Like,
that's what
you
I'm saying. But the simplest things comes off of respect.
But yeah.
And loyalty.
I feel like it be about females most of the time, bro.
It could be that too, but that's the same thing. That means you ain't respect that nigga boundaries with that female.
That too.
What I'm saying? It's respect and loyalty, regardless of what you say.
But if a nigga don't know another man and he has a female, just because that female's in a relationship, he has no loyalty to that man. So, of course, he going to go try to do what he do, but then that
true
man.
True enough, but it's a, okay, I get what you saying, and I do agree with that, but what I'm saying is to you too, it's a lot of dudes out here now that will go for their homie girl. And if she gonna go,
that's
they
the
go.
Unloyal niggas.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's more of those though.
It's more of those
more,
than anything.
It's more of those than anything, yeah, for sure.
That's the same thing what I say when it goes to the industry. All of the industry, you see all the same girls dealing with the industry niggas because guess what? They all going
that's
after
weird,
each
that,
other.
Why is it like that? Why is the female?
You asking
recycling?
Me?
I told you my take of it.
Right, the reason why like the guys in the industry share females because they feel like the females that they sharing with knows like they know the know.
What you saying, they know to not go to the internet, or know to not
to spray them. Like if I bring it to a, you know, to a little function, whatever, you seen your favorite singer, whatever, Summer Walker snorting coke or whatever, you ain't gonna pull out your phone and record her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Well, listen.
Oh, so they blasting like
you know
that?
What? If they do,
hey, hold on.
I'm not blasting shit. Okay, I'm trying to understand, but what I'm saying is, don't act like these people don't got videos. Don't act like these people
don't got shit
in the archives. These people do. They just wait for their moment.
Is that moment to be disloyal or loyal?
You never know when the moment presents itself. That's the whole thing. You can never trust nobody. Some people get comfortable, some people get content, but most people don't. Those the industry, the, so the industry is, you can't see the thing is you it's man, but the thing is, you gotta remember, most of them are high. Most of them are on some type
on 30s.
I don't know what they on. But what I'm saying is,
hey, you won't catch me, goddammit.
They on something. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, most of these girls take advantage of that. Even when it comes to getting pregnant and all that good stuff. And I ain't a pick me girl, and I ain't a clickbait bitch either. So don't come
what
for me, y'all.
What is a clickbait bitch? What is that? that's not for you to ask, oh, man. I'm trying to get it out of the horse's mouth. I'm trying to understand this lingo.
So the clickbait is, because I just seen some...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sam.
Go ahead.
Wait, so clickbait is females that get on the internet and then they try to be all sided with the dudes. Like, oh, you ain't no single baby mama if this. Oh, it's just like little scenarios. Like, they basically side with the dudes. Mm-hmm. In reality, but I'm mostly speaking for the women that be side with dudes that's a deadbeat father. But at the same time, they on there partaking into the scenario and saying, oh, you're not a single mother if your baby dad is not dead or your baby dad is incarcerated or whatever like that. Deadbeats are deadbeats. You can have a deadbeat stand in your house. Hold. Up underneath you and being a whole bill. We ain't gonna go there because that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. No, we ain't gonna do that because that's a whole.
I'm trying to understand. No, listen, that's too much to understand. What is this? You keep doing this shit. What is this?
I'm trying to understand what the fuck that means right now.
Hold on, so we're talking about. So, real quick. So, this is my last question when it comes down to the whole strip club thing, right? Is there such thing as like bottle girls, bartenders, X, Y, and Z? Do those girls work at one club as a bottle girl and bartender and go to another club and strip?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. So it was an incident, and I told y'all I started in 2011. So it was an incident with a girl who started it, I believe, probably like 2013, 14, whatever. She wasn't making enough money being as a bottle girl. So then she started dancing somewhere else. And the owner wasn't having that shit. He said, ma'am, no, you can no longer work here. So, no, I don't know how it is for other clubs, but specifically for G5, he was not having that.
Wow, okay.
Because the thing is with that is basically if they can have you over here, why would they come here to have you?
I got you.
So that was his motto.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do both. She wanted the bartender there at G5, but dance other places. He wasn't having that.
Why she just dance at G5?
And just
because she didn't want G. Remember how G5 had popped off. She didn't want people to see her. She was just going to the small clubs and dancing and making ends meet.
Yeah, but why worry about loyalty at another club? Shit, you could make money at both.
She wasn't worried about loyalty.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the owner. Shit, he ain't got no loyalty towards her. It's money, money is money.
Come on, Danny, talk to them now.
That's yeah, you. I mean, yeah. I'm just
saying.
Yeah.
That was her, dog, huh? So I'm like, what the fuck? He just took a different type of time.
That's true. Too.
That's just that was his motto.
Why he got loyalty to other places? Like, I don't know, man. That's just weird as fuck.
What you mean loyalty to other places?
So why she?
He ain't got no loyalty to no other places. He got loyalty to his club. Mm. Meaning, if I could find you over here, why am I coming to this club? I want you to come to this club specifically for me.
Yeah,
you trying to get
at this club.
At this club.
But she know exclusively at G5, the people behind the bar love her.
They don't know that. Say, for instance, when we as bartenders and bottle girls and we hitting up our clients, hey, yeah, or we on social media, hey, yeah, you can find me at G5 tonight. I'm going to be here. Catch me at the bar at G5. Yeah, or da-da-da. She's not specifically saying, oh, catch me at the bar or any certain things to say, this is what I'm doing at G5. She just like, oh, I'm at G5 tonight. Mind you, the next night she might be somewhere else. Who knows?
Vegas Cabaret.
However, she might and then say, I'm at this club tonight. So then now when people following her, they gonna automatically think, okay, well, over here she was dancing, so maybe she might be dancing over here today.
Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you. Okay. Makes sense.
That was a ask yourself question.
listen.
But I broke it down for you.
I'm glad you did. Because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that's what it is. But I'm going to say this, though, because I work in Philly and I work in New York, too.
Mm. So, damn, you bounce around, huh? Got to get that much. Stop clocking shit. God damn.
Philly in New York. Okay.
So, yeah, I work in New York and I work in Philly. I even work in Jersey too. So, I'm bartending. So these are things though. The thing is about New York and Philly. Philly mainly, main thing that popping in Philly is after hours.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I make good money in after hours at Philly. Now in New York, I work at the biggest clubs, Starlets, Mermaids, Atlantis. I work at those clubs. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, but you're not working for the club there. You're working for the promoter. So for instance, if you was the promoter at Starlets tonight, I'm gonna be working for you, but then tomorrow you over at Mermaids, I'm gonna be working for you tomorrow at Mermaids, then you at Atlantis on Friday, I'm at Atlantis with you on Friday. So that's how it works in New York. It doesn't work like that here in Miami. Like I said, Miami is you mine. Ain't nobody else can get you.
That's crazy. Hey, so what they said, what you saying is, you could be a travel nurse and a travel bartender.
True.
Okay. I just wanted to
clear.
That's
money on the line.
All those travel nurses, you ain't got to always be a travel nurse.
Michelle, you taking notes? Because Michelle's over there.
You can always be a travel bartender, too, and they make the same kind of money.
Michelle, travel nurse.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You should make that money for real, then. I know you made that money during COVID. For sure.
That's crazy.
Damn, I ain't much on that. So real quick, right? We gonna leave it at this, right? Mm-hmm. Top five stripper at G5. Talk to me.
Top five strippers
at G5.
Oh Lord, you trying to hand me this awesome deal?
Because I know, because you know the homie Richie back there. I know his favorite one. So what's your top five?
So you trying to see if I'm gonna call her?
Let's see.
And she might not be top five. Richie, I feel bad for you, but dog. She might not be top five.
Where the top fives was there.
Yeah.
Y'all making me call names. I don't even remember all these people's names. Don't do that.
You know what? Just give me
three.
Year three?
I don't even know three.
Damn. Okay, yeah, give me three. We won't give five.
That nigga
give me
three. Really do know three.
Yeah, he do. Let me get like three. Cause I only got one for me, you know.
See, I don't
I can't remember. I'm mad because I can't remember her name, but she wear tennises.
She wear tennises.
She wear tennises.
Stripping?
Well, they was like tennis heels.
And what the fuck is that?
Oh, it was like high. It was like
no,
like,
she was running to the next dude.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, I'm gonna say Russia Lit was like that it girl.
Okay.
Shorty Red. Even though we have our differences here and there. Oh, Tip boy. Drill.
Wow. Tip.
Oh, that was Richie's favorite one?
I don't know.
That was your favorite one, kid?
Speaking of Tip, I want Tip on the show. I had a holla at Tip, but you know, that ain't what it is.
I can't remember Shorty with the sneaker.
High her name was Tony?
Tony, you funny.
It's not Tony.
No.
Tony?
Tony. Shit, I don't know if she running niggas coming through the door.
He trolling, yeah, he trolling. But which one
of yours?
Let it out.
Yeah, let it out. I don't know which one of y'all, because y'all say y'all was beating.
I was never a stripper advocate. I was always going for the bartender.
It don't matter what you was an advocate.
I was going for the bartender.
But it don't matter. But you saw a stripper that you said that girl had that girl.
But I ain't gonna lie, my focus is on bartenders.
Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Name but one. Like we said,
yeah.
Some people go for strippers, some people go for bartenders.
I need three names.
I'm gonna get mine out the way.
So right, can I go with bartenders?
I'm gonna say tip.
Okay, tip. Okay, right, tip.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going with bartenders. I ain't.
So what's your favorite bartender?
Lex.
Lex what?
That's her
name? Shout out to my girl Lex. She's a freshly new mom.
He mad now.
Hey, hold up.
You talking about shortcut Lex?
Yeah, Lex a mama now? Light skin?
You wasn't a good.
Tap in.
You wasn't a good enough customer.
Hey, hit her up on the DMs, Coach.
Coach, I don't follow Lex on Instagram no more.
Oh, shit.
She's a whole business owner now. I'm going to shout my girl business out. She do, like, the little cups, the styrofoam cups with your pictures on it for the birthdays. Okay. The lighters and stuff. Right. You know, I give my girls their props.
Tight.
Yep, and she was doing lashes. I don't know if she still do lashes, but, yeah.
I remember she was doing a tattoo. The
meat lashes.
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah, I remember.
Okay, yeah, that was your favorite.
So we got Lex the bartender.
Mine's
Corey Grand.
There it is.
I like Corey Grand.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Corey Grand.
Corey was one of them girls too.
So let me ask a question. What was the chances that a dude could sleep with a stripper?
Well, that's a stripper discrepancy. That ain't got nothing.
How many times you heard a stripper going home with a nigga that night?
Come on now.
I ain't in that business like that.
You not.
But you like the auntie of the stripper.
That's what I'm saying.
The auntie of the stripper.
Or be real. Like, how often?
The auntie of the stripper. Hey, listen.
How often you would hear?
I need a shot.
Listen, how often you would hear guys... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they paying.
They leaving with a client.
But they leaving with a client,
leaving
though.
With a client.
You think what I'm saying? And do they, you know, they thug this one.
Endeavors, you heard?
Well, see, I'm bougie. Mm. I do with a lot of high-end clients. So with that being said, I don't be in their business.
Okay.
Mm. So you sign the NDAs as they come through the door?
Yeah, she definitely signed them.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
They in the area where you kiss and don't tell.
Literally.
Now, listen, I got high-end clients. Like, I had one of my high-end clients, like, literally DM me to put me down with his security guard. So I was like, no.
It don't matter. See, I told that boys, man. It don't matter what league you in.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he literally, like, big. This. I ain't saying no names, but that person, if I ever say his name, y'all be like, what? Yeah, but he was literally.
She might just tap in.
Who she is, because the other day, I was on live, and one of my big homies was on my little Finsta live, and I couldn't say, yeah. So. And that was on Finsta, so yeah.
However,
I don't know who we watching what, and y'all don't know who we watching what, so we ain't gonna do that. But however, like I was saying, he was trying to put me down with one of the security guards.
Yeah.
And he was a big name. And like when that person come in the club, he made sure he comes. I literally serve him. I even had another whole waitress. Do I want to be messy?
Please.
I ain't gonna be messy.
All right, I got a non-messy question right here. Your biggest tip?
My biggest tip was $2,500.
$2,500?
From one person?
Yeah.
That's serving bottles?
Yeah.
$2,500.
And then...
Well, how many bottles you served that night, though?
Probably like 5.
But did you come with the lights, shaking ass, how they do now?
See, I ain't had to.
Because back in the day, hold up. Back in the day, they wasn't doing all that.
Spice, I need you to keep it real for the pod. You say he wasn't shaking ass?
Bringing the bottles out.
Come on.
Come
on, man.
Rich, you know how that go? We was G5 and we was this. It was basic regular. You got to remember, these are my friends at the end of the day, too.
That's true, too.
So they was making sure you came out straight. Exactly. On my birthday, literally, my birthday parties, the whole VIP section in G5, I had a whole group of NFL players there. My friends. And all of them bought bottles. Every section. I get a tip from every last single one of them. Like, even my high play client that I was just saying about with the security guard shit, he literally tipped me a band just on credit card. And then whatever he don't throw in the club, he literally hands it to me in ones. And that's mine. On top of the credit card tip.
So did the strippers and everybody else that was going over there?
They don't got nothing to do with my business.
Hold up. Listen to my question. When they seen that, did they get upset?
Who said they saw that? And then when he leaving out, he's walking out the door. He gonna tell me, "Oh, follow behind him," and I grab my money. That's just that.
Damn.
So
that's pretty privileged.
Okay, let me talk about my Philly patrons. that Philly. Came in town.
Okay.
2019. Literally threw 7 bands on me behind the bar. Me.
So you got more than 2,500.
That was no, 7 bands. Philly. That was here in Miami, Super Bowl year, 2019. They flew here.
Oh, I guess the Patriots.
Rest in peace, Michi Ho. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
It was him and my Cambodians. They came down. He threw 7 bands on me at the bar.
7 bands.
So you behind
bands.
The bar.
So you made 7 bands.
7 bands behind the bar.
Wow.
But you said tip. That was like tipping is giving me my hand.
Okay.
So and they was throwing that on it. This was thrown at me.
So you was the only bands. Bartender that day?
No. I had a bartender behind me. I just.
So, also, the 7 bands were shared.
Y'all bust
down.
No,
was that's Sharon what I'm
saying.
What?
So 7 bands not considered a tip.
Damn.
She ain't shared a phone call.
That's crazy.
She ain't shared a phone
call. She called
security.
She wasn't making that drink. She was behind me. My bar was on. This me facing this way. She's behind me. That ain't.
So you had dog.
So you working by yourself, basically.
So you had dog back there sleep behind the bar all the money.
I was sweet. I was. Believe.
Oh, so that's crazy.
You better act like you know.
So real quick. 7 bands get thrown at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never thought about just getting on that pole?
No.
Never?
I make my money with my clothes on. Why would I get on a pole?
That's crazy.
And take it off.
Wait, how you know you make more money with your clothes on? You never tried that?
I question. Never tried it.
She got 7 bands.
Well, why would I want to try it when I'm getting what the strippers are making?
Touche, that's true.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And this not only in Miami. This is...
She's a travel bartender, motherfucker.
Hello.
Yeah, she is a travel bartender, though. That's my first time.
Hey, Michelle, no disrespect to travel nurses, but man, listen, women who want to be travel bartenders, call her. She's gonna give you the best advice.
All right.
Exactly.
Spice.
Okay. Let me put y'all on some game though.
Hey, shout out your Instagram so they could DM you.
I don't want y'all to DM me, so. But let me put y'all on some game though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sleep on y'all flight attendants.
Oh, the flight attendants. City to city.
They be
state
dancing.
State.
They be what? Flight attendants doing what?
Attendants
stop clocking shit until you tell us what you clocking.
Stop
clocking shit. I ain't know what you clocking.
Hold on.
Tell us what you clocking before you clock.
Yeah. Make it clear.
So I'm going to say this. I used to... No, I ain't gonna be messy.
Man, fuck that. That's the point for you to let that shit go.
So I was dating Trent Richardson.
Hold on. It's your
hey, let that out. Shit go. Hey, hold up. We told him to be messy.
Wait, messy, man. Hold on.
Let that shit loose.
He can't read the hole.
That might be the hole. That's why she was dating him. Go ahead.
It's you.
No. Y'all would not blame me for that. Hold on. Pump y'all brains.
Preach.
Pump y'all brains.
Trent
had a lot going on, and I ain't even discussed that man business because that was my little boop thing, okay? Mm. But however.
Was he a high player client?
Was he
one of your clients first?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
We met.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Public.
Okay.
But however, his brother was dating a girl. She was a flight attendant. But when she found out what I did, me and her became real cool because she go to City to City. Remember, she's a flight attendant. Okay. So she go work. And so, you know.
You put up on game.
I ain't put up on shit.
Clock it.
She was already in the field. She was already in the field. You know, some people don't feel comfortable. That's like y'all not knowing me and me and him dating and he bring me around. Y'all not going to be y'all real self until y'all, we have some similarities and some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, then now you're going to open up a little bit, be like, oh, you do this shit. I'm trying to get this done. Okay, whoop-de-doo. So that's what that is. So she found out I was a bartender, waitress, or whatever the case is. I don't remember what I was at the time when she met me. But she knew I was a part of the system.
For sure.
No, she knew you knew the game, not the system.
Not even knew. She didn't know what I knew. She didn't know me well enough. But what I'm saying is she knew I was a part of, y'all say, entertainment. I was a part of that world. So therefore, she felt like, okay, she's a part of that world. He dating her. I date brother. Okay, what do you do? Like, let me just see what she on. So she would come in town, some like whatever. And I'm like, I'm working tonight. You coming to work? You here? Da da da. Yeah.
Golly.
But
she was a pimp?
I ain't no pimp.
Hey,
really?
What that
sound
like?
Now you putting some shit on me. I don't know about all
well,
that.
Well, I ain't sorry, but sound like you was out there pimping.
No,
the
I was
the
not pimping. She, how am I pimping when she was already in the field?
No, you're right. You're right.
In the field of
you're
Martin. Right. I mean,
no,
flight attendant.
She's a flight attendant, but she was already.
Oh, so she, you get what I mean?
She was already dancing.
Yeah, she was already dancing.
That was her low key shit.
That's crazy.
So when she found out what I did, she opened up to me and let me know what field she was in. So then now I know her flight, her routes. Mm. So whenever she go in the city, and if I'm in that city, I go hang out with her because I know what she doing. She was thick as shit too. She was thick shit. Now she's an artist. She sell art. I like that for her.
Wow. So she went from flight attendants to stripper to
not only from flight attendant.
Yeah, she's a Picasso.
From instructing people how to. You know, with the mask thing to, you know, stripping to now, you say she's an artist now?
Yeah, she sell art, literally.
So she was always an artist.
Always.
Her whole career, she was
always.
She's
a creator.
She went from flight attendant to stripping, now she's Picasso.
She wear many costumes. We could say
and she
that.
Was with a good airline. She was with JetBlue.
Oh, shit. Well, that's why she was Picasso.
Oh, for sure, 1,000% though.
Damn.
She was thick shit.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You know what? So can we get a little bit personal? You talked about the dating world, Trent Richardson. I did not know that, I swear to God.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody
y'all,
knows.
Now y'all know.
Now we know.
Well, now the world knows.
Right.
Now we know. Of course, people, I don't know, some people I didn't know until you told me, is, what's his name? Baby blue baby, whatever it is, that's your.
We not giving him no cloud. We ain't doing that.
No cloud. No. We definitely not though. We definitely not.
Wait, who?
Hold on now.
Who's baby blue?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why you rolling your eyes like that?
I think it's just me.
Listen, we see the veins on the eyelids, Coach.
So pretty
Ricky.
Pretty Ricky.
I don't speak no English.
Damn.
But you know what? But let me ask you this question though. How's motherhood for you?
Motherhood is great. I'm a mother of three.
You're a mother of three?
Yeah.
I know that.
Wow. I have two teenagers and a toddler.
Two teenagers and a toddler.
What's the teenager?
16, 15, and a 4-year-old that's gonna be 5 this month.
16, okay.
15. Damn.
You've been in the game for a little minute. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment.
Entertainment world.
Entertainment.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. You know what? But we're going to get back to that, though. But real quick, I want to implement this segment, right? It's called Talk Yo Shit. We're going to say it one more time. Right?
Talk Yo Shit.
Right? So Talk Yo Shit is basically for the guests. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever's on your mental, whatever's on your chest, we need you to go ahead and talk your
Let
shit.
It out.
You think I'm saying? X out the whole messy thing. This is your time, your floor to shine. You feel what I'm saying? Go ahead and talk your shit. What you got?
Well, if y'all know, y'all know. I'm a manager. I'm a hustler. I'm a mother. And all that resonates. And I thank God for everything because he really leads my paths and everything. And I just say, do what you do and make sure when you're doing it, you happy about what you're doing and have no regrets about what you do in life. Even when it comes to relationships, friendships, I don't know. I just feel like me, I'm very genuine. I'm an open book. I don't mind speaking my truth. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm not afraid to try things. I live life unapologetically. And for that reason, I have people that's salty and don't live their life genuinely, honestly, and worthy, and they do childish shit. They do childish shit, and I'ma just say, all men need to tell bitches when they marry. Like, that's it. Point blank, period.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
Don't
marry
no man.
Talk your shit right there. Fuck
damn.
Yeah.
So motherfuckers on the telescope
What we doing?
Because people be out here love bombing people, making people think it's love about them, bombing. And then they really be on bullshit.
Can we put names to this shit?
No, I cannot.
No, okay,
but
okay,
however,
okay,
my bad. Then they have not the wife, they have baby mamas that be with the bullshit. And they be slow, retarded, and illiterate, just like them motherfuckers.
Fuck. Wait, like, when you say motherfuckers, who do you mean?
Person.
Hold on.
Like, the baby mama.
Let her talk her shit.
But however, listen, I just say, live your truth. Mm. Be honest with people. Let people know what you really have going on before you indulge and before you try to love bond people, before you try to make people think that you are solely for them when you know in reality, like reality. I know what the fuck I said, not T. But however, you need to let people know that. Like, people need to know the truth. It's a lot of people out here living in lies.
Yeah.
Not being truthful, not being honest, and putting stuff on the forefront. What people know, you know how, you know what y'all guys' favorite? You knew your place. You knew what this was, you knew what was going on. Sometimes niggas will say that to make themselves look good, mm-hmm. and the girl sitting there looking crazy. Like, and she can't even say really too much, because then it's like he being loud and overbearing where she can't even speak. But however, that wasn't me. But yeah, I'm just saying, I'm speaking for those who can't speak. People need to be honest. People need to let people know. I think people, they should have, you know, how they got Carfax, they need to have marital facts. Like, nigga facts, marital facts. That part. And that's all I got to say.
Oh,
you can search it online.
Put this nigga name in my sister real quick.
I'm gonna stop. I don't think I'm gonna do that.
Put a victim on this nigga. Yeah. Let me see what he's talking about. Damn.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I gotta join the government and get that type of information, because I need an app where you can type nigga name in. Yep, he married. Yep, he been married 3 times.
That's like the T-Pain.
Yeah.
But how about, but
that's like the T-Pain.
Wait, wait, how about the females? T-Pain. But there's females that don't care about a married nigga. You care, but
no, but that's the females, they not in it for love. They're not in it. They're in it for what they could gain from it. So it's a difference of people trying to find love and people who are in it for what they could gain from it. Two different things.
You're right about that, though. So real quick, right? So as Miss Red Spice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any misconception that people have about you that you just don't understand?
Yeah, because the idiots put I'm an escort. They don't know a hustler.
Mm. Wait, why escort? Why
they don't know.
Like,
they don't know real hustling, because they was born. They was raised in the ghetto, and all they baby daddies dead.
Fuck.
So with that being said,
wait, rest in peace.
They
wait,
was
rest.
They did. No, we from. I don't know. Are y'all from Miami?
Yeah, yes. We from Miami.
So y'all know what Overtown is. So Overtown compared to Pembroke Pines, you talking about. You talk about Pimberlade's Mall against Bell Harbor.
Okay, two different.
All right, two different fucking
class.
Aspects. Okay,
yeah, for sure.
So when you
wait, are we calling the Overtown Pimberlade Mall?
Yes.
Run
well,
down.
Back in the day, because I ain't gonna let you talk about Overtown.
Yeah,
like
I know Overtown.
I can't let you. My family got a restaurant.
Yeah,
hey, shout out House of Wings for the chicken tonight,
House of Wings. Thank you for the wings.
I appreciate y'all talking about Real Wings.
House of Wings in Overtown. I ain't gonna let you do that.
Fire though, that was good. But go ahead though.
Yeah, so you talking about that. So when you taking people from this area to this area, and they finally feel like they moved on up, in reality they ain't moving on shit. Bitch, move to Weston and then talk to me. Go get you some acres in Weston. Go get you some fucking cattle in Weston, and then you talking to me.
Yo,
I know how
Weston.
That works. I stayed in Davie. I know how that shit work. I watch people sell eggs on the side of the road for real. My kids see horses riding, kids riding their horses for real.
Yeah.
So my mama ain't raised me in no slums. My mama ain't raised me in no ghetto shit. I don't knock nobody who ever did. Cause all my friends are from there. The ones that I consider my friends, like
Michelle.
And that's very rare. No. Michelle ain't from here.
Oh,
Michelle's from the neighborhood. Michelle.
Michelle.
I ain't even know Michelle. travel right now. So I'm just saying.
Okay,
but
okay.
Billy, remember, I grew up in inner city.
Yeah.
I was raised in Hialeah, but I grew up in inner city. I say I grew up in inner city because I spent most of my days in the inner city. Mm-hmm. So I do know those people. That's who I grew up with. Those are the people that I went to school with and everything like that. I have nothing against them. What I have against people is people who are products of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. So this is my thing with this individual that I was going through shit with. It's like, you dealt with all that hood rat shit, and then you finally got one human being that's worth some type of caliber, and you don't know how to let go. So therefore, you indulge into their foolishness because all the other pieces of shit that you had is dead.
Right.
So therefore, you got this one piece of thing over here that you think is some type of caliber, and then you try to gang up on a bitch like me. So with that being said, I take all the barks, bitch. I don't run. I'm at your neck. Like, we gonna go toe to toe, even if I gotta cry and make y'all feel me, baby.
Ain't no wrong with that.
And make y'all feel me, because I ain't no liar. I don't fuck with people who don't fuck with me. But when you fuck with me and then you're lying on me consistently for no apparent reason, because you don't want your truth to come out. You lying on me because you don't want your truth to come out. Don't do what you're doing. Change your life.
How you deal with that though on a daily basis though? Like, somebody that's like above, not above you, but like somebody's keep telling lies, and you're like,
get a lawyer.
Quiet. A lawyer?
Mm-hmm.
A lawyer, yeah.
Get a lawyer.
You go to do that Drake shit. I don't wanna.
Get a lawyer. And then you start suing.
Mm.
But I'm confused. Why they feel like you was an escort? Like, what's that about?
Yeah, why?
They was in their feelings.
That's crazy.
They never met a bitch like me who had followers, real ones, who know people for real. Like,
is it because you came out of the G5 world, or
nah? I don't know what it pertained to, but it ain't nothing. Nothing never gave escort about me. Nothing. Everybody that know me know that I was a hustler. Everybody. I had dudes walking up to me with their phone in the note area saying, I wish you was my baby mama. Your son's so raw. Yeah.
Wait, so niggas dreaming about you at the bar?
I don't know about they dreaming. I know they talking about, they basically seeing my motherhood, the way I my kids are, the way when I do post my kids and how I handle my kids. So with that being said, not one, not two, not three, multiple people have came to my bar, literally, and it's not no fabrication.
Mm-hmm.
Came to my bar, different bars. I don't work at Studio 183. I don't work at G5.
Well,
I don't work at Goldfinger. So with that being said, it done happened at every bar that I've been to. Like, people seeing how I am as a mother, how I am as a person, period. It has literally have came and gave me my flowers.
Wow. And of course, because you look good.
That's just the icing on the cake, you know?
Yeah, that's a big icing.
So it's other things beyond the look.
Right.
For sure, for sure.
I don't use my looks for gain of nothing. I just make sure I am who I am, and people going to know who I am just unapologetically, like, and it's just gonna be shown on my social media. I'm not the girl on my social media posting up, I made this much money today. I don't do that.
Oh, you ain't putting up the money phone?
I ain't putting up the money phone.
That money phone.
It might be in a story here and there when I'm trying to, you know, pop my shit.
Yeah.
But there ain't nothing that I'm gonna just post up every day, all day. Or I got the latest this. I don't do that.
So besides the whole escort thing, though, was there another thing that you want to address when it comes to the rumors and stuff like that? Because sometimes, you know, let me tell you something, you know, the streets talk to me, right?
So what they said?
They talk about OnlyFans.
You got OnlyFans?
I got it, but I can't even tell y'all what I really be doing on there, because
you saw the toes. You saw the toes on OnlyFans? Like, come on,
killer.
Come on. I hope you're not finessing on OnlyFans.
So what you doing with OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
Well, that was a good response.
Y'all fans. Yeah. Y'all talking about.
The OnlyFans. If you know, you know. Huh?
I just convey my fucking money.
Oh, man. That's okay. That's crazy, though. Okay.
OnlyFans.
You got me with that one.
OnlyFans? You OnlyFans?
Are you the OnlyFans?
Are you
Nah, I sound like Sam is.
Oh, man. That's wow, crazy. Wow. No, that's funny as shit, though. I'm not going to lie with you with that one, though. But you know what? So, speaking of OnlyFans, like, do you understand, like, what like, comes on with that OnlyFans? Like, having OnlyFans?
What comes on with it? Because, like, shit, bitch sell panties on there. People sell farts.
Man, we talking about the big money though. We talking about the millions of dollars.
I don't know what millions of dollars. What?
They be going on top of something.
You see, he's talking about Spice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about everybody.
We ain't talking about everybody.
Oh, so you do have OnlyFans.
I ain't say I didn't.
But it's not the typical OnlyFans that we know. Up.
Is that where they coming from with the escort shit? Because you're on OnlyFans?
Nah, they coming with the escort shit just because they just needed something to say.
Okay, I got you.
I'm a bad bitch at the end of the day. Like, I look good for real in real life. This is not no AI.
You know what? No bullshit. No, I ain't gonna lie with
this
you.
This ain't AI.
Listen, no lie to
this is not make believe, okay? And it ain't born either. This is homegrown. Naturally.
Hey, can she stand up and do a 360?
Well, hold on.
Oh my God. There you have it, fellas.
Oh my goodness.
Great. Oh my God.
Ah, man. Jesus. There you go. That shit is not.
Hey, give me a little talk. I know how to oily right now.
That shit is not bought.
Definitely not bought.
It's not bought.
Real quick though.
The titties might be, but yeah.
Real quick, hey Omar, what's the AC on, man?
It just got real
for real.
She was on 70, boy.
You got that 65, boy. Oh man, okay. Oh, man. I love that. So,
so I see why that shit entertainment.
Come on now. Come on now. Cheers to that, right? Don't worry, we're gonna take a shot.
That's why
we gotta take a shot.
That's why they hate.
Yeah, we know why they hate it. They don't look like this. I saw them in person.
So real quick though, So real quick, I know in the beginning of the part I said that you were a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. I did not know that you rap.
You rap? No.
I do a little one too here now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got songs out and stuff?
I do. I sent them over to Meech so y'all can listen. I was planning on sending it to Meech before I even got here.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly did.
Yeah. Send it to me.
Meech, you gotta put a little clip in there.
Can you drop 16 real quick?
Can you drop a ball real quick? They say Flux Master Flex over here. Yeah, go ahead.
Drop a ball.
Don't drop no bar. Yeah, they rewinded that. Don't drop no bar.
Come back, buddy.
Yeah. Fast forward, please.
On the next episode of Spice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So also too, though, you're a business owner. I know you had a smoothie shop.
I did in Hialeah.
In Hialeah.
Right there behind the, what mall was that?
Westland Mall.
Westland Mall. Is it still up and running?
No.
No.
I had to let it go. And FYI, the F nigga stole my stuff and won't give it back.
Jesus.
You said with an S at the end or one?
One.
Which one?
The people. I'm saying that should let people know the truth and be genuine and be had a marital facts.
Is it you think that's because of feelings involved?
That's what it is. They mad. I was a real bitch. They ain't never met one like me.
So niggas fell in love.
They fell in love real fast.
You ain't feeling, you ain't fall in love?
I did, but that's over.
So it's genuine love.
Mm. Fuck that. Ain't no love.
That's the shit I'm... Hey, now listen, hold up. Don't cap now.
Ain't shit cap about me.
So you fell in love, he fell... Well...
I had a nigga telling me he loved me before we even got physical. So therefore, wow. that says a lot for you.
Medusa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had niggas out here falling in love before they got the box.
I don't know if it was a love bomb because at this point, ain't no nigga taking no bitch to court and then lying.
Wait, he took you? Okay, I'm trying to understand the facts.
Yeah.
So I see you speak about this whole love bomb thing. Like, it look like you've been a victim of this love bomb.
I have.
Wait, explain love bomb. I don't completely.
Love bombing is basically when a bitch tell y'all want to act like y'all want to know what a bitch.
Don't say y'all.
I'm saying niggas in general.
Depending on your situation, don't fucking say y'all.
I would just say in general. Listen,
don't speak general.
Hear me out, bitch. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Michelle, she's saying hear y'all. That's what she's talking, Michelle. Don't be fucking putting that. Generalizing that conversation.
I'm gonna say this. Listen, I say love bombing because, for instance, y'all man, I want to get to know you. So what you like? What you like to do? What's going on? What can I take you? What's your favorite restaurant?
Exactly. Nah, them the niggas. Yeah. That's the nigga she dealt with.
Wait, hold on, wait.
Nah, niggas do this every day. Niggas do this every day. No, you confused because y'all know the type.
I'm like, hold on, you on track?
Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish.
You on track right now.
Let me finish.
Hold on. You want to know what your favorite restaurant is?
Hold on. Yeah. Y'all want to know all the bitch favorite That's restaurants. Right. Y'all want to know all the favorite. Uh-huh. What's my favorite? Oh, you like flowers?
That's right.
She going to have flowers at her door the next day.
1,800 flowers. We coming.
Yeah, so then basically this is what's going on. What's going on is we really teaching you how to love bummy because now you're going to go do everything. Now you know my favorite restaurants. You know what type of flowers I like. Mm-hmm. You know what I like to do. So then now it's like, bam, I set us up a date. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Now you come. Because she probably told you, I like trucks to be sent for me. Now you done sent her a truck. Then I got a truck with the flowers in it.
Truck shit gives Sam PTSD. Don't talk about trucks. Then now,
like, for instance, she done told you her favorite flower. Now you walking in the restaurant with her flavor flower. Like, girl, yeah, he love me, girl. He run my favorite flowers. But, baby, in reality, you just told him how to play with you. Mm. You just told him how to play with you.
Jesus Christ.
And that's what I say love about me.
Wait, what did you do wrong, though?
What did he do wrong?
It sounded like he spoiled me to you.
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Because guess what?
I feel like he fucked it up.
Nah, hi.
He spoiled you too early.
I think that's what it was.
Too early.
You just told me I was on to something.
Hold on.
He just said I'm on to something because you knew I was right.
Was he Haitian?
Yeah, he was.
Damn, that was killing me.
God damn, homie.
You know what? You could tell me something, but I'm a person of experience.
Okay.
So you could tell me all day long that he don't do this, he don't do that, da da da. He ain't never late. He ain't never late.
Right.
But then today, he late.
Right.
But you told me he ain't never late. So me, I'm that person. I ain't gonna go off what you told me. I'm gonna go off what I see.
I got you.
So you know how they had this little stereotypical thing of Haitian men.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Haitian men be having like 3-4 families.
Mm-hmm.
That shit true.
Hold on. This is the difference though. Let me say this though. Yeah, they may have 3-4 families. 3-4 families getting taken care of, coach. We can't even lie.
You taking your 3-4? You taking one of your families to the court?
Nah, we ain't doing the court then. But I'm saying all
you gonna call police?
Who calling police? Nah, I call the police.
Wait, are you Haitian man going through that with you? Oh shit. Hold on, man. Wait.
No, that's more Americanized. That's more Americanized.
He's Americanized.
Ain't no joke, boy, though. I don't mind that shit on no American shit.
They call it Jesus.
The new age Haitian man is gonna have 3-4 girls, not 3-4 families. He's gonna have one family.
Yeah.
3-4 girls.
3-4 girls.
Yeah, you'll have 3-4 family. That's the old Haitian men.
Them old heads.
That's the ones that was traveling back to Haiti and coming back to America. Dumb niggas.
What if they got 2 birthdays?
What the fuck? I ain't never heard that one before.
2 birthdays are wild, though. I'm not gonna lie.
That's like a
you celebrated both of them?
Like an Uno reverse.
Hey, Spice. You celebrated both of them?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
No?
But that's when the other ones know their place.
Who is the other ones?
Damn, Sam.
You have to know your position.
God
damn.
See, Sam, I didn't want to say this, but that's why they put you on the T-Page.
Hold on.
That's why they put you on the T-Page.
You the main nigga.
You don't know when to be quiet.
You the main nigga.
Sam, it's some shit you don't say. Back to Red Spice.
Every man got to have a side, right?
Back to Red Spice.
Right? Every man got
to have a side. You just said it. It's
hold on. You make a side, no shit aside, right?
Haitian dudes gonna listen. You just said Haitian dudes gonna have 3 or 4 women.
Right there. Well, yes, and he gonna make sure the side know they're the side.
Amen. See, there you go.
How do you know if you're the side though?
You know when you decide. Come on, cut it out. Know when we decide.
Listen,
decide.
My guy is speaking off experience.
Let him know, me.
Nah. Hey, but look.
He's a one express man, guys, man, if I'm saying.
Man, to be honest, men rather be side niggas than the main. All men. We rather.
No, let me tell you about individuals, and I knew this, but it was like I was, you know how you see red flags, but then you try to avoid them and still see green. So thanks. I was in that situation. I was in. It was a situation where I know you talking to other niggas. I know you this and that. But my thing is how when I'm literally with you from sun up to sun down.
So let me ask you.
And then only time I'm not with you is when I'm at work. So then it was a couple of times like when I'm at work and I'm like, me knowing you take pills to go to sleep, melatonin. So jeez. However, why you up before I could leave work? So that those couple of times that happened to me, those resonated and they stuck out to me.
Those clues.
So those was like, but I still wanted to see green. So why, you know, I might ask a little question here and there, but I ain't dwell on it.
Mm.
So, the first red flag was when you accusing me of being with someone and then I'm with you sun up, sun down. So how can that possibly be? You know my everyday, you know my moves, you know what I do.
I got you.
How I move, even if you don't ask me, babe, I'm getting off of work. I'm on my way home, or I'm going to do this today with the kids and da 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 da. If you whatever you're not a part of, you gonna know what I'm doing to know my agenda and what I'm doing, so I know the time frame that I can link up with you.
Mm-hmm.
He probably got cheated on the female that was like
I don't
like
give
that.
A fuck. Yeah, you can't.
There's some females that put on a uniform like they're going to work, but they going to that nigga house.
So hold on.
They going to that nigga
house. Wait. Listen. You done had that?
Nah, I ain't never had that.
Real quick though. So we about to end the show, right? I'm gonna go through this one topic real quick. Team Nicki or Team Cardi? Which one you with, Spice?
Cardi.
Team Cardi, Sam. Fuck.
Man, I'm Team Jesus, man. I don't know what's going
this
on.
This motherfucker
bro.
Right here, man.
You gotta be
Daddy.
One, Sam.
I'm Team. Damn. In this situation, I'm right Team now. Cardi.
Team
but
Cardi.
Overall, I'm really Team Nicki. I ain't gonna lie.
Danny,
nigga, you never know what you team.
Right.
I'm gonna fuck with Nicki, bro.
Nicki, yeah.
Nah, in this situation, you can't be Nicki.
And why are you fucking with Nicki?
Because I've been fucking with Nicki since she came out.
Come on now.
So you okay with people talking about people's kids?
Yeah. I'm one of them loyal niggas, so.
But,
oh.
Nah, you got to at the end of the day,
hold up.
Wrong.
Hold up. Everybody talking about everybody.
So if she talk about your kid, you still team Nicki?
Listen.
So no.
They talk about Jesus.
But if she talking about your kid and
man, sometimes you put yourself out in the street. Once you see, and that's where we go wrong. You put your kid out. You did all that shit surrounding your kid. So guess what? Everybody know about your family.
Easy target.
Huh?
Easy target, basically.
That doesn't make it okay, bro.
That doesn't make it right.
Yeah, man, listen, it's not right. That's true.
It's not, but I'm Team Nikki.
Me too.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I'm with Nikki because I fuck with Nikki big time.
So it's okay to talk about people kids, nigga?
It's right. Hold on.
But relax. But you know how them people
ain't
be making
no
those.
Way.
Hold up.
I'm with Nikki, though.
You know how people be making those videos showing what they want to see? They only show you what they want you to see. We don't know the backstory behind none of that shit.
That shit is a lie because all the backstories are on the internet.
They talk about Kanye kids. They talk about Jay-Z kids. They talk about everybody kids. People. I'm just saying.
People in general.
Celebrities talk about everybody else's kids.
Yeah, but you got to talk about influencers. You talking about big time. Fuck what people say. These are broke motherfuckers that's on the internet trolling. We talking about motherfuckers that people look up to. And Nikki is one of those people. Everybody look up to Nikki. Listen, I have no issues with Nikki. I don't have no problems with Nikki. Most people say I look like her, so therefore, whatever.
Nikki ain't got
that. It ain't got nothing to do with the body. It's my face. But however, my thing is, you don't talk about people's kids. That's fucking sentimental. That's somebody that you birthed. You don't talk about people's kids. Cardi's, even though she still went at Cardi kid, Cardi never once said nothing about her baby.
Nah, she did though.
I was gonna say, do we know that?
Nah, she did though. When? She definitely did that. She said, Nikki got a slow ass baby.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that at all. She said that slow ass
baby. Hold on. You ain't here because Michelle over there.
She did. So
that was her response, yeah.
So real quick.
Cardi said that. She said if Nikki send that energy, she gonna send that energy back.
Right back. So real quick though, we are ending the show, right? And I want to end the show on this question right here. It might get a little personal with you, but like I said, like me doing my research on you, you have such a hustle ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that, or is it because you working so hard just to like get away from your baby father's shadow? Which one is it though?
Who y'all know me for?
Okay.
For you.
You didn't know that was my baby daddy till when?
You're right.
Okay, so what shadow I'm behind?
It's okay. Not no shadow.
Bitch, I'm an open window. It's all sunlight over here, baby. Ain't no shadow.
And we're going to keep it sunlight, you feel what I'm saying? Episode 12, Lit Talk Podcast. Sunlight. We have Red Spice in the building, people. Give it a round of applause, baby. Yes, sir. Real quick, though, shout out to you, Manu. You think I'm saying? Shout out to House of Wings, too, though. We have
House of Wings overseas.
They was good.
In Overtown, if you ever in Miami. Stop by 11 and 3rd.
Yes, like people's from Overtown, but they ain't people's no more.
Talking about people's. We talking about House of Wings.
Wait, I'm just saying,
flavors.
don't do that, because you just try to hit me with Overtown.
Over 60 flavors.
Yeah, fresh wings.
If you ever in Miami, stop by House of Wings.
You talking about House of Wings, talk about Sadiq.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Let me take a shot.
Hey, but yeah, shout out to Humanos. Subscribe us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, TikTok. We are on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. What else? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that boy ain't paying attention. Hey, that's a wrap.
That's all good. That's all good. Cut it.